guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Welcome back to another episode of Me Flirting with the Guest. I'm Wheezy.
And I'm Mandy. But before we introduce our guest, we want to let you know that we are opening up. That's right, for the 85 South show at the first year Black Effect annual anniversary live podcast show.
Well, yes. Let's just read from the paper.
Sorry, no, it's okay. Guys, October 7th. I just had dick in my mouth.
It's the Black Effect Podcast Network first anniversary celebration. It is officially going to be 1 year of the network coming to birth. Shout out to our Uncle Charlemagne.
Yeah, he
check out his show every Friday.
Black Effect Network straight out his... We are.
That's
we
is. Dope,
we are. Well, can we finish our ad before you congratulate us? Thanks. You guys can get tickets right now. That's right, at blackeffect.com/BeLive. That's BELIVE. Come and check us out. The show is hosted by Black Effect's own Flame Monroe as well. And yeah, we excited to see you pussy assholes in Atlanta, Georgia.
We're so excited.
And now you can flirt with the guests.
Hi, babe. You know, this is your third time coming on.
Well, can you introduce them first?
Three is in, threesome.
And as in throuple?
As in all of it that we have been rumored. But one of my favorite.
Damn, look at you just confirming shit.
I didn't confirm
us
nor
three. Oh, okay. Us three. Oh, never us three, honey. Calm
down. Damn, I gotta be like that.
That's right, because I'm HBIC.
Wow. Awesome, okay.
To be fair, it would be a very... Can you imagine a light skin love just going on? No, we could.
This is way too much light skin. Just way too much.
Dry. We need some balance.
Just piss colored babies all around.
hopefully someone's parent bleeds through. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like blood at all. What are you talking about?
No, like genetic wise, like maybe you know.
Oh, I thought you was gonna tear a Buddha hole and see blood. No. I was like bleeding right through.
Arena. I don't.
You don't do anal sex.
You know,
guys, by the way, the person speaking is Mr. Sharonis Jackson. Oh, that's right, guys. You may or may not know him from Good Trouble, Insecure, and Games People Play.
Speaking of which, did not realize how much Good Trouble is like a thing.
Man.
Until, and by the way, I really love you in Good Trouble. Actually, I think that's my favorite role that you play.
Oh, no,
Marcus King is very you,
I liked
though.
You playing Insecure. The nigga in Insecure.
Thank you.
I
love it.
I think you played yourself.
We are. There's a lot of similarities for sure. Yeah.
Oh, really? Like what? The hoeness?
I don't think Joe's a hoe.
You don't?
No.
No, he's honest.
Joe was honest.
And he's really only really active during that duration.
He just got a whole vibe. And by that, I mean like.
Maybe he was a former hoe, but toned down. I believe he was active as fuck when he was younger, building that character. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I think everybody has a
Are we talking about Joe or you?
Dro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was wild as fuck when I was young.
We believe you. I want to ask you a question because when I was looking for vanilla shit, I typed in your name. One of the things that says you had them write in Dro?
Oh, no. So, okay. So, originally he was, I even take it back further than that. Originally, Dro was two different characters. He was supposed to be a guy that was in an open relationship that Molly fooled around with real quick. She was like, not for me. Or talked to, was interested, not for me. And then like the childhood friend where they kind of start rekindling some. And that was a season, I think it was supposed to be 10 episodes and it condensed to 8. And so they just combined the two, actually saw something interesting with it. And then that was the birth.
Huh.
And then he was supposed to be black and Mexican. But I was like, well, I'm black and Panamanian. Go ahead, just make him Panamanian. And then that's when I had...
Mexican makes sense for LA. I got it.
Yeah, so, but then,
you could be black and Mexican, too.
I mean, you know, Carlos Carrasco played my father on there. He's an actual Panamanian actor. And that was his first time in his, like, 20, 30-year career where he played a Panamanian on screen.
Wow.
So, like, and... Wow. So I was really excited about that. And people, you might not know the name, but you know who he is. He was in Blood In, Blood Out. He was on the movie Speed with Sandra Bullock. He was like driving a bus and he was all friends.
I thought that was Keanu Reeves.
No, Keanu Reeves was in it. He was the other lead, but
don't laugh. He's one bitch,
of
the I was right.
I'm only laughing because of Panamanian shit. I was thinking.
That used to be my favorite movie.
Keanu. No, like if he was the Panamanian.
Oh, is it? Is that how you would say that?
No, Mandy.
No, I'm not gonna lie, Keanu.
You're missing a lot of it.
I mean, but Keanu, the way he spelt it, they be talking about black people in their names. Yeah. Who the fuck came up with spelling like Kiana
it
like
said
that?
How it's spelled. Kiana.
No, it's not. There's an A. Like, it's K-E-A-N-U.
Kianu.
It should be Keanu.
Isn't that what it is?
It's Keanu Reeves.
Keanu?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's Keanu Reeves. You think it's Keanu?
It's Keanu Reeves. It's
Keanu. Nah, I think you just been saying it with your.
Oh wait, for real?
Yeah,
Keanu.
You've been calling Keanu.
Country is in. Boy, she's from Florida. Keanu Reeves.
I definitely.
I love Keanu.
Oh wait, that's yeah, not how you say.
Nah,
it?
Nah, nah.
Oh.
But he was.
This reminds me of when I called him Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's worse.
That's wow. Horrible.
Which is worse? Keanu Reeves.
Well, you're not even saying his name. You said Gyllenhaal?
I said Gyllenhaal.
That's what it really
is. It don't matter. Can we let him get anyway, to the story, but yeah, Keanu? So,
anyways, but yeah, he was in that movie too. But, you know, if you look him up, he's done a few things. And then Alain Noel, who plays Daniel on there, he's Panamanian as well. People don't realize. I want to say Natasha, who plays Kelly, I want to say she has Panamanian in her family, too.
Okay, wow. We
yeah, apparently y'all just be fucking down there. Damn.
Y'all be
man,
fucking down there.
My brother Leroy had, like, 9 baby mamas, so I don't know.
For real? Damn. Yeah. Are they, like, Jamaicans then? Because,
well,
listen.
He is Jamaican. So, oh, Jamaica and Panama have a pipeline. Go. So, there you yeah, go. We're, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, there Jamaican. Ain't shit niggas there, too. Wow. That's why you're the way you are. Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
What is what?
No, Jamaican. Nigga. My daddy is Jamaican. No. My daddy is Jamaican, and he is the reason.
Are you the way you
why
are.
Why I ain't never dated them niggas in my adulthood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, he's the reason why you are the way you are.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's my mama. But I told you, my mama more black than I am, and she white. Come so on. That's oh, a whole yeah, other.
Let's just say Tammy has a lot of soul.
She does. She make the best oxtail I've never had before, but my daddy definitely taught her that.
That's cool.
That's the only thing good my daddy
to be
does.
Fair, if white guy, when white guys date, or when black men date white women, I'm like, she be cooking.
What's my mama could throw down.
My grandmother, she came over from Germany when she was 17, was raised by my black family, and all she knows how to cook is soul food. That's it.
Ooh.
That's all she knows. So,
and Paula Deen.
It's fine.
why is that the first thing that came up?
Because she makes really good soul food, they say.
Have you ever tried it?
That,
it could be the white version.
She could have been.
Say something about niggas or slaves, and we canceled her.
Yeah, she's did. She said
she
some
had
wild
to say sorry.
Shit.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't go with her because maybe she learned all that cooking from being
niggas
a slave
I don't
master.
Go with her.
Her family was definitely slave masters, and the slaves taught her how to cook, which means I am not supporting her.
She is old as fuck.
She is old as shit. That's what
did
I'm saying.
Did she N-word us? Or oh, shit. She did.
To N-word us.
Bruh, she N-word
have you ever
us.
Used the N-word? Yes, of course.
In one context.
Whoa. Not, but you didn't have to. Of course. It was probably when a black man burst into the bank and I was working out and he put a gun to my head.
Uh-uh. That's even worse. She
that bruh, came to your mind when you getting rolled with
a nigga. And she definitely said it with the ER. She's done
she
for.
She said it with the ER.
She's done
how
for.
How country is she? Because, you know, sometimes they say nigga, but.
No. They say
oh,
it with the ER.
Oh, listen to this. Did you use it when he was pointing the gun to your face? Absolutely not. When did you use it? Probably telling my husband in the comfort of my own.
Wait, that's what she said? Oh, no. We're not.
Saying it comfortably?
Have you used it since then? I'm sure I have, but it's been a long time. Can you tell us another context?
I told you.
Damn, she was giving it up.
I told you. She definitely learned how to cook from being a slave master.
Wait, this kills me. Had it occurred with sufficient frequency that you cannot recall in the various contexts? She said, no. It was probably while repeating something that was said to me. Like a joke? No, probably a conversation between blacks. I don't know.
She called them blacks as well. Let's go. No more. Yeah, take it off the screen. We off that.
I apologize for comparing her now.
That's wild. Don't ever shut her
out
again.
Wait, let me see what her Uncle Bubba said.
No more. Fuck her Uncle Bobby. Take it off the screen, Eddie, because Weezy will literally sit here and read the whole conversation.
Because I just want to know what the hell said.
It's just like, that's how you know, like, the privilege is real. Because she said all this.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Being honest about this thing here. Like, and then.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit was.
Crackers going to crack.
That's wild.
I'm fed up.
Anyway. The other day, we've been all friends for a few years now. And the other day when we were talking about the first episode you did, I was like, yo, did I say something on Twitter about a train?
And it was Instagram.
It was Instagram.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, that's how it happened. So yeah, I posted. This is back before we had someone run our social media. Weezy and I just used to post crazy shit.
Wild shit.
So there was a picture with you and two other fine niggas.
Oh,
and I literally posted it.
Broderick Hunter, shout out. And
Broderick
Kendrick Sampson.
Okay.
Oh, that's the light skinned eyed nigga.
Ghost Bay, Nathan on.
He fine. So I posted it Broderick and it was Fuck, Marry, Kill is the game that I chose to play with those three. And, you know, as soon as the thing was posted, Weezy said, so I just slid in his DMs and asked if he would come on the show.
Yeah,
did I?
That's exactly,
because when, You had you didn't play the game right.
No, you just said what'd fuck all of them.
She said, well, at first she said the choo choo thing, but she was like, nah, but I feel like Dro's nasty, so I would fuck him. She didn't even answer the rest.
Nope. See? She just shot her shot.
Obviously.
And then him being a hoe.
Antennas,
yep, go ahead, hoe.
My ears perked up. I was like, well, what's going on here? Because I was getting so much like I was on my Instagram. I was like, why am I getting added so much?
Is this little Wayne?
I was like, who posted me? So then I was just like, who the fuck is this? So I go on here. And then, but you know what's funny? I had heard of you guys before. That's a funny thing. This other girl I was fucking with. And she had mentioned y'all before, whatever. So, but I was like, oh shit. And then when I had replied in the comments, and this was a thing, and then that's when you had asked. You like, oh, you should.
Ask for what?
And I just so happened was like, I was coming.
You were coming to New York literally like, within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, like week or two. And it just all lined up. And then that's how that happened. But yeah, I agreed because I was
like, again, if y'all have even joined, come to some of our live shows, you opened up for our DC show. You opened up for one of our New York shows.
Mm-hmm. You opened Mandy up that time.
I had to jump over the table.
Oh, yeah. And I was very jealous. And I want to say.
Girl, you was not jealous. You put it in the script, in the outline. I show up.
I didn't think he was going to go in like that. I didn't think he was going to let you on the floor.
So all I'm saying is
today, when you do the hors d'oeuvre,
okay.
I would like to
You're going to be the participant?
Yeah.
You sure y'all not fucking?
That's why I didn't wear a skirt.
Bro, just say you want to be fucked right here, bro.
I didn't say I want to be fucked right here.
Okay, guys.
Not on that couch.
Consolation prize for those of you who watch us on YouTube. I know a lot of you were so upset that Weezy did not kiss Jared. So could we see a kiss between the two of you at the end of the show?
Before we get that, who fucked Jared?
Wow. Shan Booty had her husband come on.
Yes.
And she said,
I want to kiss Shan Booty. Wait, y'all didn't kiss?
No. Well, Shan,
I was nervous.
But Shan opened up. She opened up about how she actually wants to see him fuck more women. She wants to share him.
You know what, Shan? Which one's my camera? This one? I commend you, Shan Booty. For real. I like you.
No, that's hot.
They're so hot.
Yeah. I love Shan Booty. She's so cool. Shan's cool as fuck. I briefly met him before. He's a really cool guy, but I did her YouTube show. That was fun, but she's so fucking cool.
She's so dope.
And so pretty. Their baby's adorable.
But yeah, they didn't kiss, so now consolation prize. Girl, we want to see y'all kiss.
If I had to pick, I want the position. Put my leg up. I got lip gloss on.
I'll show you one of my other favorite positions.
Okay. Wait, not right now. Can we get through the outline? Let's go.
Right.
Wait, some bitch in the comments fucking said in the last one, Weezy thirsty as fuck. Bitch, so what? Do you think I care? Did you think I had shame? Do you think I am embarrassed, bitch? Because I am not. You come and sit up here and tell me this shit. I don't give a fuck. I am in the crowd. Fucking when we say Sharonis is hosting the show, lifting my titties up for them to get signed. See, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Ho.
Hype me up.
Shit.
Matter of fact, I don't like all this gassing you're doing right now.
Because
bro, it's just Sharonis. You know, calm Mandy, down.
Sharonis ran into Old Bay.
No.
I have to tell this story. Sharonis ran into Old Bay in the airport.
Yikes.
And Old Bay hits me up like, oh, pretty ass, tall ass, light skinned nigga. I was like, yeah.
He cool as fuck, though. I ain't gonna lie. He's cool as fuck.
Yeah, you just think everybody cool as fuck.
That's also true, Megan.
Yeah, stop being so cool.
Except for niggas in the hip-hop industry. But other than that, yeah.
Because they don't want your ass around. You're gonna take the bitches.
It's weird.
That's true.
It's like, but
you know, them niggas all 5'4". Don't nobody want them. They got to stand on their pocketbook. You just walk the fuck in and... You know, panties start to moisten up.
Idiot, yo. Pocketbooks. Oh, we. So dumb.
For our vanilla shit, Mandy and I talked about it briefly on Patreon, but I want to talk about it one more time from a male perspective.
Okay.
Brittany Renner.
Yeah.
And your feelings about the stepdaddy video.
Oh.
For context, everybody.
Yeah.
Brittany Renner. Mandy, you know the rundown. You gave us the sports rundown one more time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want the full, like, relationship thing. So basically, Brittany Renner, who's been linked to a ton of celebrities, started, I don't want to say scouting, although if she wanted to be a sports agent, I think she would be phenomenal.
She's pretty good.
Because she's scouted
good.
Out.
Her talent pool is pretty good.
The talent pool.
She got him early.
I ain't going to hold you, though. Her roster is lit. Like,
no, OD.
She got a nice lineup.
OD.
But basically, she pretty much was showing up to PJ Washington, who now currently plays for the Charlotte Hornets. Yep. She has been showing up, supporting him since high school. He also went to Kentucky, where they were confirmed dating when he was in college. They recently had a child 2 weeks after birth. They broke up, and there's that.
And that's
the news. She is 30, I believe.
30?
She's my age, I believe.
And he's like,
I can't believe she went to the high school games. I didn't know that until Mandy said it. I thought that was disgusting.
She started dating him, showing up, supporting him when he was 17. And then they started dating at 18 when he was in college.
Boy, that was the other way around.
A lot of that happens often, though.
I'm looking up her age. Yeah, 29.
29.
Wow.
Too old to be at a motherfucking high school game unless it's your little brother, bitch. That's fucking weird.
You know?
First off, I doubt she's even a sports fan, so to show up at a high school game.
I don't know. I think she's a sports fan.
I mean, no, she's a fan of the players who play the sport.
Yeah, hey. You know.
I don't know if she's a fan of the sport.
I'll tell you what, though. I ain't mad at her for that, because sometimes I go to games just because, like, whether it be work or free ticket, I'd be like, ooh, go blue. Go 19. Go 19.
Who's 32? Yeah, no, that's funny.
I mean, I could just watch porn if I want to be turned on. I don't have to go to a sport game for that.
It just makes it that much more. Like, I remember I would, like, sometimes, like, if I was waiting for practice, the volleyball games were going on, I watched the other two.
But,
I was like, ooh, number 12.
Shirt.
Number 12.
To me... Really, ladies, if you really want to get into it, show up to the YMCA, because them niggas be playing shirts and skins. So at least you get the niggas with their shirts off and they little, they dick be slinging in the little shorts. They don't be wearing compression shorts really at the Y. It is just giving what it needs to give at the Y.
Just mind you, they're not getting paid to do it, though. So
I want both of you, because Mandy used to be a sports journalist. You played
basketball.
I thought
you were going to say I used to fuck athletes. That too.
I was trying to be kind.
Wow. Oh, okay.
But I was getting
damn.
There.
Okay.
Just give herself up.
You right? I was really there. You play basketball. Uh-huh. I want you to give us a tip for how to get a guy at a basketball game or how to slide in a DM. And I want you to give us a tip on something you would do. Like vice versa.
Oh, that's so
what's
funny.
Something you'd like?
To be honest, bro, Nick, I mean,
do you
on,
spot bitches
so
when they
get
the
easy.
Game? Or what?
You have? Oh, yeah, that happens. That happens, you know. I think the easiest thing to do, God, men are so easy, especially attractive women. All you got to do is catch eye contact with him multiple times.
Yeah.
And he's in there. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, the game for women is so fucking
no,
easy.
No, y'all are easy.
Of course.
The game. Yeah. Niggas is easy.
Because you got to understand, like, we always coming from a point where we're trying to, like, get, you know, approach the woman, right? And there's a lot of, like, pressure on guys that get, like, you know, whatever. And that's why some of these immature men, they get mad and they'll cuss you out when you say no, whatever. But, like, all that... So when you are giving, they're feeling confirmation with the eyes, now you're taking a layer of pressure off and they're like, oh shit, okay, I could go and talk to shorty. She over here looking at me. I know I'm not tripping. Like, if you get an eye contact, because I know for me, that's the only time I'm really approaching. I've only really done a cold approach, is what we call a cold approach.
I was about
to.
Who is what
that.
We call
but
it?
No,
is that the
no,
community
and
of hoes?
The cold approach, yeah. I'm not going to lie, and I don't know if that's, that's where you send someone.
No.
That's what
If I ever send someone, I send a woman.
No. But anytime when I've ever dude is playing a game, I've had that only happen to me.
And
once.
They'll send,
he sent like
a
representative.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in that aspect, yeah. But a lot of times, I'm just talking about any other. Like, I'm sending a woman, a female friend, to go. I'm like, go make little drunk friends with her, whatever.
I know.
Like,
I love that's
not
why,
drunk.
That's why I'm getting glued out to be the friend.
You know, like drinking friend, like, hey, let's drink, whatever. And they get friend, they're like, oh, my boy wants to meet. He think he cute, and she's like, what he look like? Because they get like a trust with the girls and shit. She's like, girl, that's what he look like. She's showing a picture, and she's like, oh, where he at? Man, boom, over here. Good job. You know, I feel
as
like you're
they,
good at that.
As if they didn't spot you before.
Yeah, but you know, if I'm sitting down the whole time, they came in later.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I do. Like
I feel like you're good at that. I got a sense of that.
I'm literally even the one now, like, cause
a whole wingman.
Yeah, nah, niggas don't even want to slide in DMs anymore. So I'm the friend. Hey, my friend that plays for has a crush on you. He's just shy.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm the friend.
Works like a fucking charm.
Oh, and it helped now because I'm a blue check, so all the bitches respond to me now.
Can I make life easier? So well. Blue check make life.
Oh, no, my homeboy made me do it. He was like, yo, I really want this bitch. I just saw her on Worldstar. And I was like, I got you.
Wow.
He gave me bread. For
wow. What was she doing on Worldstar?
I got $6,000 just for
that's what I
want to
know.
What?
Yeah, this is how, listen.
Damn, he rich.
He's hella rich. But
let me
get
my titties out for Worldstar.
Well, I would not.
Let's get on this
you
table.
You gotta be on Worldstar.
Boy, I would not. Oh, what was she doing on the world? This name wanted somebody off Worldstar. Let me tell you something. That was one place the last place I'd be like, ooh, I want her.
Well, it was something where she went viral from just, it's like, you know, if you're just a good looking girl.
What was she doing? Like, holding a cup with her ass?
No.
She was cooking
she was
with her ass
beach.
Out?
She just looked really good. Yeah,
oh, she wasn't making like a world. I mean,
she's just doing regular girl shit, regular fine girl shit, man.
Regular fine girl
shit. Bare minimum. That shit be like, damn, yeah. But I get it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is simple, man. We hunt, you know, hunter go gather, you know.
You know what? I have a friend of mine who's that hot, just like so hot that like you just get in everywhere. And I'd be like, damn. I mean, it's not like she's natural. That's, I would have said her name otherwise. But at the same time, when I'd be like, you know, you pay for the ass and titties and face, and you know what? It's doing wonders. It's like getting an Amex. You spend annually for it, but you got some perks.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, you paid for that body.
You know what's crazy? I love me a build-a-body bitch. But as soon as they start touching their face, oh, like when I go to LA, and sorry if you my LA friend.
You're talking about fillers.
No, no, it's everything. I don't mind. Well, I'm saying I don't like a bitch that touch their face. What's crazy is they do it to make them look younger, but then they just look like a bitch that touch their face.
A good face, you don't know it though.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you that one thing. You're talking about
looking like Kylie. I don't like, no. Now you look like a white woman. White woman.
It's great. It seems like they all order the number two or whatever.
You know what I mean? It's the same one off the menu. And I'm good.
I mean, you know, whatever.
The same one off the menu.
I did have a guy tell me when I did a teeth cleaning, he also does like Botox and stuff in the office. He was like, have you ever considered Botox? I was like, no, but I'll do it. Like, what you thinking? And the first person he said out of his mouth was, we could do like a Kylie. And I was like, wow. Then he said, or we can do a not Bella, or maybe it was Kendall. He said, we could do Fox Eye. We could pull this back. And every person he named, I knew it. I was like, people must come in there like and pick the face.
Wow.
The Fox Eye, he told me.
The Fox Eye, I know
someone. Cut a little bit of
that.
The skin.
It's crazy.
So, does it look good on her?
I mean, her healing process was real nasty.
But I can imagine. You're just giving the girls a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of freshness.
It's kind of scary.
I mean, you could also just get
eyeliner.
Go to the African braiding shop. And when they braid, like, honestly, it's that simple.
On me, bro, because I've been surprised a little bit before.
And like, it just stayed for, like, a couple days.
Yeah, bro.
Much cheaper than going under the knife. Just get you a nice straight back. And you will have a facelift immediately.
Nigga looks shocked the whole time. It does, though.
Every time I get my hair freshly braided and, like, people tell me my face looks good, I'm like, oh, it's because I'm just a little.
Yeah, just pull back.
But you want me to answer the question or?
Yeah, what was the question?
It's about Brittany Renner and her stepdaddy video.
Yeah. I thought it was gross. Do you?
You thought it was gross, the video? You know?
Well, you're a father, so that's, I want to take
yeah,
that.
So I think, yeah.
If Dominique did that to you.
Right.
Like, outly say that she was, it's stepdaddy season, and you go meet her child, and the car seat is in the back.
Here's my thing. Like, look, man, she's going to have a partner in life, and I want to say, like, I trust her judgment that she's not going to have some nut-ass nigga around my daughter. That's all that matters to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, I don't know Brittany Renner at all. You know, so I think, though, if I'm just judging a book by its cover, right, I think she's, like, has to stand hard on this character that she's built. Mm. I don't fully believe that she is this, like, rah-rah person that she's put on social media. I think she likes to fuck with people because people talk so much shit. And certain people, when that happens, because I've noticed that happened to me a couple of times where I'll be in comments, I'm just about to fuck with people now. Some people respond, like, that's how they want to respond.
That's what, like, Lil Nas X is doing.
Yes.
The trolling.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. And, yeah, exactly.
I think she's
built this, like, character where now she's just kind of like, well, you know, fuck it, because of what happened recently where people, and I don't know where people are getting these numbers from. I'm like, how the fuck do y'all
that
know
was
these
a lie.
Fucking numbers?
That was a lie. The 200,000 a month.
I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I know, like, from what I've seen, like, the contract that he has, I'm like, no. But, like.
Right. I know a lot of NBA niggas paying, like, $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it A, depends on the state. B, also depends how many children they already have. Like, what you can receive goes down depending
like
on the number of children.
I know I spend $1,000 on a dog.
No, but I literally know multiple NBA niggas that don't pay over $2,000 a month. So, if y'all thinking you just gonna come up, you gotta get, like, a LeBron type nigga to really
I just honestly don't even think I'd want to give just that. Making the money that we make is just, like, I wouldn't just want to just, you know, I don't know. Anyways.
$1,400 is sick.
I'm making millions, I just wouldn't even be comfortable giving that.
I mean, but to be fair, a lot of them.
That's that price you want to spike.
Second contract?
But that's what I'm saying. Millions. He's still on his rookie contract.
He's still on
his rookie contract. Okay. But a lot.
Still,
but outside of, like, maybe the top three or four people, unless, like, even a lot of guys right now are taking the vet minimum. Vet minimum is, like, 2.5, 3 mil. And then you have taxes for that. You also have your agent. You have lawyers. Yeah. And then a lot of them have a lifestyle.
And your lifestyle. Content. And your home.
Plus families.
And family.
So, you know what I mean?
Dependent.
So a lot of...
I try to tell people, like, y'all, I know y'all think, yes, they're making a lot of money, but then there's also way more responsibility that came with
it. And let's
it.
Not talk about if them niggas live in a place like Cali or New York where the state taxes high.
Facts.
I mean, yes, it's a lot of money, but not to where realistically someone's going to be getting $200,000.
First of all, nobody needs that. Man, because I remember when Andre Iguodala was going through that, I was like...
Yeah.
I want to throw up for
him. See, he's not even playing
anymore.
What is that
goddamn, what is this, all the smoke? Who is that?
Andre Iguodala?
No, I think...
He's an NBA veteran. He's won championships with the Warriors and stuff. He was
I think he just retired, though, because he has a knee back injury or something.
Oh, he decided that? Oh,
sorry, this is not a sports podcast.
I know, right.
Let's get into eating ass and sucking dick.
Let me tell you how my hoe ass, when I was in the Bahamas...
I love you sharing all these stories.
They had the big three.
Oh.
Big three tournament, yeah.
Yeah. And
shout out to Frank Nitti.
I'm walking downstairs. Like, I, some of you know I love to gamble. I was like, God damn, that's a lot of big niggas in the motherfucker. So I was walking around like...
I'm scouting.
And that's not even really me, but it was just so many of it that I was like, maybe this is a blessing from God. Like, I was kind of confused. So I'm sitting at the table with this man playing blackjack, older dude. And I'm like talking about... How I'm like, God damn, some basketball players are sitting this ball. Like, da, 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 da. So, like, he's laughing and he looked. And when he left, this guy's like, do you know who that was? I'm like, no. He's like, that's Charles Oakley. He's on the fucking Knicks.
Hey, aren't Charles, you worried you were at a gambling table with Charles Oakley?
Why? What does he do?
Girl, that is.
I know he was a basketball
player. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, too,
right? But you said, of course.
Yeah.
Was he a gambler or something?
No, he's like, he's a partier. I partied with him during the ESPY Awards.
I met him at Magic
This was
City.
Maybe 2010. No, Charles Oakley be outside.
And he showed love. Yeah, he lived that life, young man.
Yeah.
I was 21. I turned 21 that year. I was like, yo, I'm at Magic City.
That's about the age I was. Yeah, it was 2010. ESPY Awards. Okay, I was in LA.
2011.
Rent. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was 2011. Oh. 2011.
Okay. So
21.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was 2011. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's wild.
Yeah.
He
I love Charles Oakley.
Yeah, that nigga fun.
He
and
got
he,
it.
And
yeah.
he drink. Yeah, but that nigga.
And he beat niggas up.
We gonna get into the hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah,
okay.
Is that right? The hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. Go, bitch. Just go. Just go.
So, sex tip one, whether it be ladies or for men. And then second, which we never really do, position. But let's start with the tip first, just to warm up.
Sexual tip.
Okay. It could be for men to do to ladies or something you enjoy that you might want to give women for men or lesbians or dicks like a tip. People with penises. I don't know. I'm trying to be inclusive.
I'm trying to think if I could do like one for each, men and women.
Because this nigga knows so much.
Right.
I hate him.
Whatever. So... Okay, you know, I find it unfortunate. I didn't realize, like, when I talk to women, I talk about, like, you know, their experiences and shit. I didn't realize, like, as far as when it comes to eating pussy, how much men are not.
Good.
Hell yeah, they be hurting. They really be trying to eat it. You're not supposed to eat it.
The rough tongue.
I
know it's called eating pussy, but you're not supposed to eat it.
Yeah, so I'm like, I just, like, I guess for men, it's just like, man, really, like, to me, it's a couple things. One, It's also a plus if you actually enjoy it.
Right.
Always.
Enjoy it. Man, I think you take time with it. I think it's like, man, treat it like it's delicate. Also, I mean, you do your thing, whatever, man. Like, I think for them, they get too excited and they eat all rough. I'm like, bro, this is what this is for. You know what I'm saying? Your fingers could do all the hard work and then just, you know, stimulate
the
clit.
Put your face down there. Yep.
And then, yeah, get all in it, bro. Like, but yeah, just I don't understand why it's so hard. Why it's a thing that, it just, to me, I guess... You know, you got to expect, you know, people aren't like you. So I was just like, what the fuck? Like, when I would get so shocked every time. Like, to me, I'm like, man, I feel like I'm doing a normal job. And when a girl's like, damn, I never had like, I'm like, for real? Stop.
What? Wow. What you doing?
Why?
It's just, I do it so well. And then people are like, this is so good. I'm like, really?
So how do you think everyone sits here and feels when you say you give the best head? A1.
Oh, stop.
So that's what he's doing. Let him be.
Stop.
Let
oh
him.
My God.
I don't say I give the
you
best.
Do. You
but
say,
I,
man. You number
I
one
have been
sucker.
Told by.
See?
God.
So maybe he's been told. Let him hey, boast
you know
in his head.
You know what
his
I think
cue.
It is? Here's what I think it is.
Uh-oh.
I know this game, right? I'm a vet in this game. I get a veteran minimum at this point in my
okay,
career.
Vet minimum. Okay.
18 years in a career. I'll take a vet, man. I'm past my prime.
You've been eating pussy for 18 years?
How old am I? Damn. No. But shit, we're approaching, right?
Since he was 12? 16.
Come on, Vic.
16 was the first time. I'm just saying we're approaching.
Oh, okay.
16 was the first time. But so the thing what she's doing right now with that, like, you know what I mean? It's it's to lure me in to prove myself to her. Wow. To eat her pussy later on. Because now she's challenging me, right?
The being the competitive macho man I am.
Let me show
I gotta confront it and be like, you know what, watch. I was like, what you doing later on? Like, okay, and then let me eat your pussy.
Okay, cool. Because I'm gonna tell you what a vet in the game is noticing is with you as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He wants to casually, and this is where the SAG AFTRA, whatever the shit's called.
Like AFTRA, not AFTRA,
nigga.
Not just for black actors.
Okay, wow, I did one TV show. I am
SAG AFTRA Latinos.
That Mr. Method Actor over here is trying to be so perplexed and confused when he says, you know, women are just telling me that, you know, wow, this is the best I've ever had. And I'm just like, really? Because he wants you bitches listening.
Oh, to slide in them DMs.
Slide in them DMs.
Look, and he's smiling, and he travel a lot. He gonna get all of y'all in every city.
You do travel a lot.
I do. So do y'all. Y'all on tour.
Calm down. Calm down.
Nigga, hold on, nigga. Y'all on tour.
Not,
I go to New York and L.A.
I'm not fucking in every city anymore. Back in the day, yes. Not anymore.
No, I feel you. Same, same.
I was almost jealous at how many, like, I'm like,
and they were showing up to the show. She was meeting all my work. I said, and this is the one that bought me the laptop. And this is the one.
It's funny you got to attach them to something to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she met, she met a lot of them.
Not a MacBook.
Oh, that's Turks and Caicos? Oh, got it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, all right. Eating pussy tip.
Yeah, so, like, again, so I think if man could just honestly really take his time and actually find a way to enjoy it, treat a little bit more delicate than fucking trying to, like, really be rough with it, you know, and
well,
let your finger
thing.
Out, you know, depending
on a lot of us who were growing up in the 90s and even early 2000s,
oh my
niggas
God,
didn't even want to admit that they ate pussy.
I hated that.
It was one of those. So maybe there is built-in trauma with
yeah,
that.
There
so
is.
So I would want to ask you, how would a man get past the idea that eating pussy is not something he should enjoy?
Man, you know what's crazy about that? I remember in high school, like, I remember this one guy, my teammate, Kari Black, he said, Trunks look like he eat pussy. And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, and like a group of them was like, ugh. And I was just like, huh? I was like, this... I need y'all to come out to me right now. Just, this is your coming out party.
You
tell me you're
back.
Homosexual. Because yep. That's wild to me that you're trying to shame me for eating pussy. I thought it was so wild. Yeah. Because I didn't come from a family like that, nigga. From my family. Like, my dad told me.
This nigga said, I didn't come from a family
my
like
dad
that.
Told me, Jackson, man. My dad told me, he said, one time he was asking me, like, these sex questions when I was young. I was like, no, I've never done that. He was like, you ever ate pussy? I was like, no. And he goes, like, all right, well, don't worry. You'll be good at it. You and Jackson, we're just all good at it. I was just like, huh?
Well, that's what Weezy's mom said about her dick-sucking skills as well.
Wow.
She said it was passed down genetically.
Wow, this must be a thing.
Have you met my mom?
No. FaceTime. No. You were on FaceTime already one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom loves, like, anybody that, like, is famous or on TV that's been on Horrible or that she knows that I know.
I love your
She's
mom.
Just like, oh, I'm going to, what's the show? Like, Sharonis has an episode in a show that I love called Made for Love. Have you watched it yet?
No.
It's on HBO. It's good.
We did talk about it, yeah.
And I told my mom, I was like, oh my God, it's a good show. You should watch it. Sharonis in it. What number? What number is he in? And because my mom uses the TV guy. She doesn't know how to stream.
Got it, yeah.
So I'm just trying to teach her how to click. Okay, I'll watch that one. I'm like,
that's better than my mom. She would be at a bar. Which number is he? I want to tell my friend which number he is. We're watching the game right now. And I would be like, Mom, I'm not telling you the number
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, right. Now,
like,
no.
No, but also it's funny because both of our moms have like this. My mom has an obsession with kind of two people. Well, okay. Her obsession left for Charlamagne.
Oh, both.
But when I took her to the Brilliant Idiots live show, she said, him in them Timberland boots. God damn. It reminds me of the Desus and Mero. She loves them.
Oh,
so Charlamagne and Timberland boots made her wet. And Van. Anytime I'm with Van.
Van Lathan?
Oh my God.
My mom loves Van Lathan. My mom loves Van.
Loves Van.
Yeah.
So Van and Charlamagne.
I forgot my mom used to hang out with Van too. But mainly, I mean, my mom was watching Insecure, so I think that's where it came from. But Charlamagne, oh man. Devin showed y'all the video of my mom in lingerie on the set of Sex Cells. So the first episode I ever shot was my mother's.
Oh my God.
And Charlamagne was like, yo, he sent me a text. Good luck. Like, this is what you're meant to do, whatever.
Dope.
And I was like, oh, that was really sweet. My mom goes, send him this. Hi, Charlamagne.
Mom.
Oh, I'm going to post it for y'all.
Mom.
She is in feathers. in a fucking black lace gown.
You don't do that to that dog, because my I'll be like, no. Shut your ass down.
Oh,
bro, that's
man.
Hilarious.
I mean, it was so embarrassing.
Do your guys' parents have a Google alert on you? Because my dad does.
He has a what?
A Google alert.
No.
Anytime my name's mentioned, my dad sends me things that I know about myself.
No, he'll
send me something like Sharona's will appear in Made for Love season 2.
Actually,
and then I'm like, yeah,
that's actually
I
really
know.
Sweet.
No, actually, I want to share
no, I'm gonna
with
be there.
Guys. I want to share with you guys how much I am my mother's child.
Yeah.
Our very last conversation, she took a screenshot of my story at the Verses and said, "What was that in his pants? I mean, he was grabbing it, then it grew. I heard he had a pick out with an anaconda. Don't get mad because I noticed." She screenshotted and saw a bulge in Ja Rule's pants.
Mama, bro.
And sent it to me. And I said, "I don't know, Mom. Get out my phone."
Like, yo, it's funny how much you see as you get older, how much more you are. When, like, my dad, there's things I'm like, wow.
Yo, did you ever realize there's a point? I started finding out my mom was a hoe, like, right
oh
in my...
Oh, I knew my daddy wasn't shit.
Your mom
when
is
I was
still
12.
With your dad. Can you not call her a hoe?
Yeah, but that's when she changed. But what I'm saying is, when I realized, my mom never had a job. And when we started to talk about...
Oh, she had too much time on her hand.
My mom
the men covered everything.
You know, my mom was like, you know, I just lived a very fabulous life. I'm like, well, when you lived in Europe, what did you do? Well, I was married. That's what I did. Like, but what about before then? I was dating. And it's like, oh, you never pay for shit. You just met rich niggas. And then my mom,
which is a job. I'm not going to lie.
My mom
that
was,
is a job.
My mom was very attractive.
Meeting rich niggas is a job. When I was poor, I was going on seeking arrangement dates all the time.
Oh,
trying to get my bills paid.
And imagine back then, my mom was black girl in Europe, skinny party girl. They were like, if you don't have a lot of this.
So exotic.
So exotic.
All that shit.
That's right.
My mom was a very attractive woman when she was. My mom's still pretty. So when she was younger, man, it was like she was very like. I don't know if people who know who Vanity or Apollonia is, but she was very. People should.
Apollo.
That's what.
No. We have a
Prince, if you're a Prince Johnny fan, Apple I think C. you know. Like you don't know Apollonia or Vanity.
Yes, she does.
Vanity Fair.
Ooh. Go ahead about your mom.
Did you see the word struggle to come?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If you could please pull up a picture of Vanity, like Vanity 6, or Apollonia, like, please, just so y'all have a reference. For
are they
you to know.
White women?
Mandy,
I'm not white.
He just said his mom looks
like... My mom not white.
I mean, you're light skin. I don't know. You already said Panamanian, so I assume
my
she's
Afro Latina, though.
But white.
But white. So how's she Afro Latina?
No, but you thought his mom was white?
80s or something. Like, maybe a young photo, though. Like, yeah, you see her right there, younger. Like, she was she was in Purple Rain. You never seen the movie Purple Rain? The main girl?
Fine.
She would have known Apollonia.
Oh, man. Yeah, you see her. Like, yeah, so that's like kind of.
And she does.
And then my dad, he was an attractive guy. And he's 6'6", 6'7". You know what I'm saying? And he was fit. So they, you know, my mom wasn't on that type of time. My mom is almost foreign, but she was one of the foreign people that came over to America, like education, got to make a way, got to send money back home. So she was on that type of time. So she wasn't like, and she got pregnant early with her boyfriend, that's where my sister, Giselle Sampson, she had my sister. And then, but my dad was in the streets. So
why you got a little smirk grainy?
Because I was proud of him. Get it out.
That's why you in these streets?
Get it out.
So ladies,
so are we our mother, father, child?
I was about to say, Sharona's will eat your pussy and then go right back.
Speaking of which, let's go back to the position, hors d'oeuvre.
You ready?
You know, I'm just...
We've even sitting here moist the whole time.
No. We just have to do the show. So just...
through the... Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I was thinking we should do just something on the back.
I need to hear you.
From the back? From the back?
No. I'm joking, but okay. I'm also very serious about what I want.
She's very serious.
Done to me for people to hors d'oeuvre segment.
Got it.
Favorite position that wasn't the one that you gave Mandy because feel like it's very secondary and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you need a...
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, this was done on an episode. Sharona has never put me in a position, okay?
Outside of that. Yeah, to clarify. Well,
like, can I clarify?
I guess we should
I had to jump across the table because I was...
You just called me annoying yesterday, so now I would never... You said I'm annoying and I was like, whoa.
Well,
I'm single now. I need niggas to not think I'm annoying. The fuck? Shit. Can you say I'm an amazing woman?
Two
things can be true.
Amazing and annoying.
You know what's so funny? When people like ask me about how like things are going with Mandy when we're fighting, I'd be like, look, Mandy's really smart. She's like really pissing me off.
But
she's smart and she's great. We have great chemistry. I want to kill her sometimes, but like it's a really good show.
Dualities, baby. Dualities.
Two things can be true.
We work well.
No, that literally is. Like, have you talked to Weezy? No, but we recorded yesterday. So technically, we're not talking right now, but we did just talk yesterday.
Yeah, we don't talk.
But we're here.
But we work.
But we're here.
Stop driving me up.
Well, just hop on the dick already, bro.
No, wow. I'm trying to be impressed. This is your thing.
What?
Okay.
Honestly, real
can I show you the barrier? It's just one position, but Sean,
the fact that she was so out of doing anything with OnlyFans, and here we are, her begging you to put her in a position.
First of all,
at this point, we should just got a check.
This is not for me.
This is for the show.
This is for the show.
This is for the audience.
People got to see it with you.
Okay.
When I jumped across the table.
As he moves the table.
Now, I feel like it's only fair that they see it with me. Maybe that was for a big booty body type. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, you did serve the purpose very well. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, it's your time.
Basically, what I'm saying is,
just so you know, he did get hard. I felt it.
Wow. What the fuck?
Is that your phone?
Oh my gosh, she's such an idiot.
All you know what? I felt a boat coming through on you.
Oh my God.
And boo, I know you fancy. You was making it hard for me.
Stand close.
Go ahead.
So, all right, so I'll show you. Because it's like from the reverse of it. But honestly, this is perfect, right? We're going to do the reverse first, and I'm going to show you what I really like, what to bring it home with. Okay? But this is first, so...
Sharonis, are you going to explain it into your microphone while she does it, or would you like me to?
Okay. Well, is this feasible for me to do it?
Yeah, she loved to do this shit like this ain't an audio podcast. I want to make sure they can hear.
I'm just saying, is this a really good one?
No, that's not.
You don't get to talk. You're not on a mic.
So, damn, but you do have dreams on it. I mean, I guess maybe I should do it here because you do kind of need to be like, your feet need to be here.
I think I could do it.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Like all right. Okay.
Well, this is how I bring it home, right?
Okay.
So this is...
Weezy, I don't want you to talk right now. You are off the mic. Please do not speak. We want to create an enjoyable listening experience.
So please narrate now.
Yes.
Okay. So,
basically, guys, they are looking at each other. Weezy's legs are crossed around each of... or the side, his sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, he is grabbing her ass. The little that she has. Now he's on the left handles.
This feels right.
So now,
can you swivel this way more?
Swing this way.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, perfect.
So you also cannot speak unless you were talking into the mic, sir.
Uh huh.
So now, also then, right here, I actually, this is where I like to first start with like it's slow, and then get deep. Okay.
Weezy, shut up.
So this, like I said, is where I bring it home right here. So boom. Thank you.
Bring
home. So boom. So I do some slow strokes here first, and then I'll start going to work really like
we may
a lot.
Not be able to put right. This on
so we? At this point, we can't put the audio out. Stop talking because you're not on a mic.
So then, yeah.
I want the people at work to still enjoy this who are not able to watch this on YouTube. Well,
they got a computer at work.
So breasts, right here.
But where are they? Breasts. Where are the breasts?
Right here, so boom. So we get them here. I get a good little feeling here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind?
No, touch them. They're real.
Great work.
Thank you.
Great work here. Okay, cool. So then, boom, we do that. And then I really go to work here. Uh-huh. So that's one way. Okay, now the other way, we're going to reverse you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now. I'm normally more dainty. Where's my reverse?
So, boom. Now, you got it like, though. Okay, so... Bring your like feet in here. Though.
Bring my feet in here.
They're changing up positions in case you guys are wondering.
Yeah, there we go. Boom.
For the people at home.
You know what I'm saying? So here.
There you go.
Here. I got you. Just, No.
Colored commentary.
There you go.
I don't think this sounds good for audio right now at all.
Well, this right now.
Eden, can you like do minute marks for this? I want a lot of this moving around.
It.
Yeah, but you're not even there and it's a whole, you're off mic and it's a lot of just.
Got it.
This is not going to sound good audio.
I talked yours through.
Yeah, but you're talking and he's talking. I can't talk over y'all.
All right, so go ahead.
So cut all that out.
Bet.
So let's start all over again.
Yes.
Okay. So we turn it around, boom.
Turn it around.
Okay. Now, go.
Okay, so now she is reverse cowgirling is pretty much what it looks like.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Tucked in feet. Yes. Tucked in feet.
He also has her braids in his hand.
And I need to touch the feet.
And she, you're a foot person. So are you massaging the feet while she's riding you reverse cowgirl?
It's like that time we went to get that foot massage, you remember? So the only thing that I think is better about this, for one, if you're doing reverse cowgirl and like you can't, because I can't squat too long, if your feet are tucked in a chair, you almost got leverage for the little, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, see?
Okay.
So, I like dick.
I mean, but also the man has to have a really long dick for this to work as well. Because if it's small, the dick will slide out. Like, it's not going to stay in. Like, you have to be really erect, and you have to have a really good size dick to, to really manage
you
that
position. You don't think
you
should do a
best one is real.
No, a short dick is not going to work for that. It's going to, no, it's just going to, maybe
have,
the head will be in your coochie.
I have what you call.
You are also pretty elevated.
I have what you call.
You're elevated.
Like, I have tall average dick. So it's not average, right, size-wise. It's tall average. So
it's average for a tall nigga?
In a way.
Because we expect it to be so big?
Because,
it
and,
should
but,
be
but it's bigger.
Knee,
but it's bigger not. Than, but it's bigger than average, but they, I,
just say you
when
got
you're
a regular
6'8",
dick.
When, no, it's not though.
Oh, it's not regular.
Because when you're 6'8", they want you to have 12 inches. And I'm like, bro.
We do.
Is that what it is?
It's, that's what they expect. It's a lot, you know.
That's
but,
what we want.
But yeah. But what I'm saying is you still gonna get like it's still gonna hurt. But anyways, so
but pain. Wow.
But at the end of the day, I
but
get
pleasure pain. Pleasure
in.
Pain.
Yeah.
Because we don't want any woman to
depend on the position.
Pain
there are some positions where
sex.
That position that I showed you, my favorite position, like that the one I showed you on that one.
So
that sometimes
you know
can
what's
cause,
crazy? The position,
so
the position that we did is actually the one I demonstrate next week in an episode where I was trying to hold in a fart.
Oh boy!
And yeah, it was
that is very.
And my ass was like spread. Yeah.
Have you had a girl accidentally fart when you were fucking him?
You know what? Not while I was fucking. We were switching positions, and she was like, she went to the corner. She was like, so sorry.
Oh, she was
pretending like it was
my. She said, "Did not want it to happen on you," but she, but then you risked the fact that it smelled like shit. Because then I'm like, damn, your pussy smell like shit. If you say it's your pussy, you say I queefed. I'm like,
but you shouldn't expect it to smell like shit.
But if it
not
do,
it's just air.
That doesn't happen all the time. Silent ones, too, is crazy sometimes. We all judged ourselves, been like, whoa, that came out of me. That's all happened to us before.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that happening while your partner's
sure
there.
Okay. Oh, you've never experienced that?
Oh,
I just, it evanescences out of my body.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways. So those ones right there sitting on the chair where there's leverage for both of us.
I do like
grab
sitting
there,
on the chair.
Choke and
but
stuff.
But it really happens to me, I feel like. Because we always do the same shit. We always go home, we fuck in the bed, we fuck on the couch, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just something.
Get a love seat.
Oh, that's what y'all do?
Oh.
Oh, never mind. You just said we.
We, yeah, we as people.
Oh. I thought you were talking about you and Obey.
I mean, we, like, any nigga.
Are you speaking for all of us?
I kind of was speaking at, like, a generalization. Like, when we have sex, we're generally having sex in the bed, and I feel like
a lot of times, yeah.
Yeah.
I love hotel sex, though.
If you're going to do something different, maybe you fuck on the couch. Like, you're watching TV, you fucking
counters is my thing because I'm a tall nigga.
Counters are lit.
I love counters.
But
okay.
When I say the chair, like,
I will never
how often are you going to get a chair in your house?
Mandy, you... Blacklight
says
in your kitchen.
You right. Said you
I got,
kitchen?
I designate
that's
one
not
counter.
On the counter.
Oh.
My nigga was 6'8". I can give him dick sucking up. We can literally fuck anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like having sex in the kitchen.
Yeah, but like,
fire.
We'll
I'm
just be on the floor.
Lie.
I wouldn't want... I didn't get picked up.
And you can't only do that with tall niggas. That's true.
Yeah, that's my
like,
thing. Anything where I'm like, where I could finally stand up, and like if I had, like when I've had a high bed,
that's,
I could stand up and
I only
actually
get high
really.
Beds now.
Yeah.
When I was poor, I used to get like the little platform beds. That's good actually look. A beginner
first of all,
bed.
Yeah. Platform bed, the Floyd bed is like $1,500. Them shits are expensive.
Well, I also
the little
I'm
Japanese
the
bed.
Yeah. I'm talking about the ones from IKEA. But platform beds that are really low, I remember like a lot of my tall guys like would not fuck with a platform bed. So then I call it the adult bed. And I got the higher one.
Got the one. Like, the only time the low one ever worked is that I put pillows on the floor and my knees were there. And then I was really there. But I was like, okay, cool. But like, if I'm able to stand up and now I could really perform to my potential. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And I get serious anxiety about like low platform beds because I just think a bug going to jump up and get my face.
Why are you thinking about bugs?
Okay.
Well, bugs
know.
They climb.
They
so
also
they can get
fly.
Anywhere and fly.
And jump.
I know, but there's something about it.
Okay.
They can literally fall from the ceiling to your face.
Like, I just feel like it's going to jump
spider
up.
Can just
and I know it don't sound like, I mean, I don't know. It's something about the low bed. I feel like I'm too close to dirt.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Okay. Zaddy Sharonis.
Yeah.
So when I think the last time you came on, we talked a little bit about you being a dad.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to know, because we talked about Brittany Renner, how soon is too soon to meet Zen for you?
Oh, man. Wow.
Zen is Sharonis' daughter, by the way.
Right. So, I mean, well, look, if I think just even just in general to me, I don't think there's a time period on it. I think it's whenever you find that person, right, that you've connected when you see like, okay, there's a future here. So if that's immediately,
like, you know, then that's what it is. But and if that's not to, like, at this point in my life right now, like, for someone new to meet my daughter, I mean, man, I gotta really, really be sure, or like really, really have strong feelings for you, because you know, I'm just not gonna. Yeah, I mean, that's such a vulnerable, like, privilege to me as well, and I don't want to confuse my daughter as well. She has a mother, you know what I mean, and she doesn't need to know she doesn't need to get close to another woman, because I get sad when there's like a 5-6 year old who got close with somebody and then they break up and stuff like that. I feel sad. They're like, "Where's such and such? Like, I miss such and such." That's a sad thing to me. And I don't want to put my daughter, I don't want to put Zinni in that position.
What do you think about casual sex partners that have been around in your life for a long time? I feel like we all have maybe somebody we've been fucking with for years, or they're cool enough to where we know it won't be a bad breakup. Do you think it's okay to have casual sex partners around your kid? Think about single moms that live at home with their kid.
You know, there's like, to me, I think about it in two ways. I think one, if it depends, if you're casual sex partners, but you're also like really actually have a genuine bond friendship and you guys would hang out anyway without the sex, possibly, for sure. But then it's just like, if you're just casual sex and then now you're around my daughter, now we're starting to blur some lines here, right? Because like, it's just like that thing, you know what, we talked about this one time where I said, you know how niggas would be like, you know, "I don't want nothing serious," and blah, blah, blah. But then they start giving you boyfriend tendencies. To me, I'm giving you some tendencies doing that, where if I'm bringing you around my daughter, then I'm giving you some type of relationship type of vibe. Because for me, because that's where I hold the standard of my meeting my child.
Sharonis, but even with that, like, if we're just casually having sex,
yeah,
I don't even like kids. That motherfucker better be with his mama. I don't even want to see the kid.
Right.
Like, but also,
I'm not bringing a casual thing over with my daughter.
But that's what I'm saying. Also, yes, that completely blurs the lines as far as what really our relationship is.
Yeah.
And if it is just casual and we both want to keep it there, I don't see the reason for you to bring me around your children.
If there was only ever exception, it had to be on some late night. She's asleep in her room.
That's what I kind of was thinking.
And the only reason I'm thinking that's because of the way my, like, I have a townhouse. So, like, there's like three different levels. So, like, it's such a separation.
There we go.
Every time I say in anything LA? About me, yeah.
Damn, you're rich. Lunch on you.
I got y'all. No, but yeah, I'm thinking because it's such a separate thing, it makes me feel. But if, like, let's just say my room was right here and then Zen's room was across the hall or something like that, I still wouldn't do that. I don't think so. Not the way I'm picturing. If you don't know what type, like, it depends on the type of woman too. If she could hold it in.
I was about to say, I ain't being quiet.
Exactly.
Even if I'm at your house and your mama there.
Well, the way that he just showed us the chair and the way he claims he eat pussy, guess she got to be on mama house. But I do have a question. Speaking of her mom,
yeah,
have you had a conversation with her before you've introduced her to someone? And what was that like? Did she want to meet that person first?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The smirk is giving baby mama drama.
No, not at all. It's just I'm like, remember everything. So yeah. So like. She didn't feel the need to meet the woman. All she had to do was have trust in me that I'm not going to have just any woman around.
That's great.
My daughter, and that she was made aware of this woman anyway from previous time, whatever. So yeah, it was like, it was more so that, but there was never really
have they gotten to meet yet?
No, she doesn't want to ever meet anyone. Well, she doesn't now. No, she doesn't have to now, but like,
yeah.
But like, whenever that would time, there'll be a time whenever she like, but I don't know. It's not like, and it's not like she ever says it like nasty. She just be like, I don't have to, you're good. That's just how she is. I'm like, okay, cool.
What about you on the opposite end?
Oh, I'm meeting a nigga. Yeah.
Why did you say that with your foot on and say, oh, I'm meeting a nigga?
Because for me, it's different. So it's one thing, she, you know, not mean a woman, but, you know, men, right? You know, to have around my daughter, I gotta make sure you're a solid dude, cause let's just say something were to happen to go left field. Dominique can't protect them physically. You know what I'm saying? So this different, like, if I catch some wild shit with the woman, I'll be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Because I'm normally the man, you know, it's the woman, like, you know, usually whatever, we have testosterone, all that. So I just wanna be sure, like, I wanna feel this dude's energy, you know, see if I could kind of get a feel, like, hopefully intuitively, that he has the right spirit and everything.
But again, like I trust Dominique enough where I knew that she won't have no nut-ass nigga around my daughter. So yeah,
I feel like
but too, I still want to meet. You know?
You're also in a situation where your co-parenting works so well. Like,
yeah,
I can't imagine. I feel like I would feel, even if I wasn't with that person, I would probably feel a little jealous.
You think so?
Only because I'm probably. Like, damn, it's another woman. And I'm jealous more like for my kid. Like, what if they connect? What if they like her too much? But you also want it's them to like her too much because yeah. I want you to like love the person and be yeah. happy. But then I'm like,
that's not going
to
be a thing, though. Like, honestly, that I know people have worried about that. But honestly, if you are like an emotionally mature, patient, loving, you communicate well and, you know, you're that type of parent. Then you're going to have a wonderful relationship. And I would never, and I if anything, I want Zen to like the manner. Like, I would never want my child to live in angst. And,
of course.
Like, anxiety, you know.
And I think that's the other thing, too. Like, that jealousy of not being able to control it, right? Just like, I've been watching 9 Perfect Strangers.
Great show. Shout out to Melvin Gregg. That's my boy.
And Taraji was like, she's a lovely woman. And like, but my kids love her. And like, at the same time, it's probably crazy. Like, it cuts you a little
but
bit.
But also her situation was so different because she got left for that.
She got cheated on.
That's right.
It's way different. Like, see me, like obviously me and Dominic's situation different. I know that. Now that, I understand that has to hurt. Especially you get left for that woman and your kids love her, right? That got to be hard. But eventually you got to get through that, right? Because, I mean, what else are you going to do? Especially if your kids are happy. At the end of the day, I always say put the children first, you know? There's going to be some instances where it's tough.
Yeah, that's hard because a whole lot of women also have kids hoping that it keeps a man around.
Boy,
so like
I've seen it, bro. They're
well wild. With that. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
We don't have time for home mail this week, but if you have a home mail, we really want some good ones. I've been going through the email and
y'all didn't find a
it's
good one today?
Not giving. So if
no,
y'all,
it's like, how do I meet somebody?
Yeah, like, girl, the world is open back up. Or just go all to right. Atlanta. They've been open.
Go
but if you guys have a home mail, please send it to horribledecisions@gmail.com. We also want to let you know that, yet again, we are opening for the 85 South show for
that's
the
so
first
dope.
Annual live.
It's going
to be fun. For Black Effect. I'm super excited. It's in Atlanta on October 7th. So you can get tickets now at blackeffect.com/belive.
October 7th?
Yes.
I think October 5th is the BET Hip Hop Awards.
In Atlanta?
And I think I'm supposed to be hosting some records.
You can stay with me. We haven't... I'm just like,
I'm about to sit here and change
I'm gonna
my ticket.
I'm gonna
bro,
my
I'm
mom.
Telling you, I'm saying, what's up?
Because right now I get there on a 6.
Nah, fuck that, man. Get there the morning
of the
5th or
something.
We should
go to BET Awards. Because if we don't get invited to the BET Awards,
BET
I am
Awards.
Not a support. I better get invited.
They don't
to
have
at
a
least.
Podcast nominate.
They don't have a category, right?
I'm just saying, we should
on
at least
website,
have that.
Don't they have some digital stuff? Like some kind of podcast stuff?
No.
We'll look into it.
But Sharonis, where can our listeners slide into your DMs? Please go ahead and share that.
Everything is, well, just Instagram and Twitter, RoneJ, RoneJae. And, do I do a
your
shameless
shows?
Plug
yeah,
or something?
Yeah,
like
plug.
That? Yeah. Gangsta People Play comes back October 12th. We just got a date for that.
Sharonis is so fucking hot in that, by the way, and him and Lauren London make up.
Blessings. So, we got also Made for Love on HBO Max. Season 1's already out. I just did one episode in the first season, but I'm coming back as a series regular second season, and I'm excited about that. We start shooting October, so it should come out at some point early next year. And
if y'all love
Dipsy.
I was about to say, if y'all love his voice, he is on Dipsy. They have sponsored a lot of episodes here on Horrible Decisions, but he is one of the voices for the erotic stories that are
told called,
over there,
so. It's called Off the Record.
If you have swiped by, I swear, like, they almost target Horrible Decisions listeners or, like, hoes.
Because
it pops up for me.
I'm on Instagram.
And all I hear is, standing in the rain. I'm like...
We want to thank y'all. Sharonis, thank you for joining
appreciate
us.
Appreciate y'all.
And thank y'all for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye. Yeah, ho!